thought through something. Interesting piece here. So we had a Stier and Rashi. Go back to the Stier and Rashi. On the one hand, Rashi here in the bottom of the Amud, in the Dibur Maskul Shnei Moedim Duah. So Rashi says that really by Zroya B'Sheilo, there could be Tam. Could very well be that the Zroya B'Sheilo, even though the Shishin, maybe there really is Tam of Zroya in the aisle. And therefore, by rights, if we're learning out from Zroya B'Sheilo, Rashi also a real limud, if we're really taking the limud seriously, so we should learn out that when you have Shishim, so it's mutter, even if it's Tam. Even if a Kfeila tells you that it's Tam, Shishim should be matir. So, but Rashi before says that you have to be Badaknu B'Loyov Tam at first, before you get to the Shishim, you first have to give it to a Kfeila and make sure that there's no Tam. If there's Tam, then you can't just rely on the Shishim. So Rashi answers that Midaraisa really, Nechram, Midaraisa, if you have Shishim, we don't have to worry about Tam. Tam is the, we're not Choshish for Tam. Tam can't go out the Raisa, we know Rashi holds. Probably the same idea in Rashi here. So midrash, you don't have to worry about the fact that the zroya might really be nice and tam in the aisle, because tam is tam kikka drabonon. And but drabonon achmur b'taima, and they said the time leibotul, and that's why midrabonon you have to make sure that there's no tam. If there's tam, you can't rely on the shish. That was the Rashi. So it says. Meanwhile, it says in this Rashi, and furthermore, we said before we spoke out that Rashi probably got this from the Gemara itself. Because the Poshet Pshat in the Gemara itself is that when the Gemara says, when the Brisa says, Zeh Heter Abba Mechalisser, the Zroya B'Sheilo is Heter Abba Mechalisser, and the Bayin Rova debate, what does that mean? So Rova says, Heter Abba Mechalisser means that Zroya B'Sheilo is Heter Abba Mechalal, the Isser of Tam Kikr, which is normally also by Kachin. So it says Beferish in Rova that you have Tam Kikr by Zroya B'Sheilo. He says, except that, which normally by Kachin is a problem, but here it's Heter Abba Mechalisser, the Torah says Zroya B'Sheilo is not treated like Kachin in that regard. It's like chulin, by chulin tam kikas lab deraisa. That's what Rashi learns the Gemara of Rava, and that's what Rashi is saying here as well. That really, you have tam kikar by Zroya B'Sheila. She learn out, and even if it's nice and tam, it's mutter. Because vis-a-vis the kachin part, it's hetav bar machalisir, and vis-a-vis chulin tam kikar lab deraisa. So Rashi's in a chinami, but midrabbonim, you still have to make sure that it's not nice and tam. It's not kaponim. Meanwhile, it says in Rashi that Zroya B'Sheila has tam kikar, it has tam. Despite the fact that A, the Shishim. Apparently Rashi holds that even by Shishim, there might be Nesinas Tam. If Tam kikas the Raisa, then Shishim, not, you can't rely on the Shishim to tell me that there's no Tam. And we spoke out, I, Rova, said in the Gemara before, that if you have Shishim, if it's Lekka Kfeila, you can rely on Shishim. Apparently Shishim is an indicator that there's no Tam. So he said, yeah, that's because Tam kikas the Rabbonin. So in a Rabbonin, you can rely on Shishim. But had Tam kikas been the Raisa, then Shishim is nothing. It's like by mitzvah, you know, for midrabbanan, by mitzvah is good enough, but for deraisa, you have to find, you have to know if he was lumos. You know, you have to know that he's really maybe shtei, he was really heavy shtei sairus. You can't rely on the yigimul shanim. So in derabbanan, you can rely on the yigimul shanim. So al derech zeh, for the tam kikah derabbanan, you could rely on, but this rabbanan achmer v'taimo. So if you can't find the kveil, you could rely on shishim. But if tam kikah would be deraisa, so what is shishim? Shishim is nothing. It's arbitrary. Maybe it really is nice in tam. Maybe the zroya b'sheilo really is nice in tam, as Rava said before, as Rava says in the sugya. So it says, first of all, in Rashi, that if Tam Kikar would be deraisa, then Zroya B'Sheilo would have Tam despite the fact that it's Shishim, and furthermore, despite the fact that it's Min B'Mina. Zroya B'Sheilo is Min B'Mina. So how can you call it Tam Kikar if it's Min B'Mina? So Rashi apparently saw in the Sugya that even by Min B'Mina, you can have Tam Kikar. There's such a thing as Tam, even by Min B'Mina. And Rashi speaks it out. Rashi says, because maybe if it was Min B'Sheilo, maybe you would taste it. No, even though really it's minimum minoy, so you could give it to the best kfeil in the world, he's not going to be able to tell if it's nice and tam, because the zroya and the aisle taste the same. But had the aisle been something else, maybe it would have been nice and tam, even though the shishim. So therefore, even though now it's the zroya and the aisle, they have the same taste, so that just means that I can't tell if it's nice and tam. It doesn't mean that it's not nice and tam. It just means that I can't decide if it's nice and tam. I have no way to determine that it's nice and tam. But it might be that it was nice and tam. And therefore, So does state in Rashi over here that despite the fact that you have Shishim and despite the fact that it's Min B'Minoi, there's an Esinus Tam by Zroya B'Sheila. If Tam Kikar would be the Raisa, then you would have a problem. And he got it from the Gemara. That the Gemara says that it's Heter B'Machalisur, that it's a case of Tam Kikar. Other Rishonim don't hold like Rashi. Other Rishonim hold by min b'mino, there's no such thing as nice and tam. And by shishim, there's no such thing as nice and tam. And they grapple with the Gemara. Taisus, the Ramban, we'll see later when we go through how they deal with the Gemara. But Rashi learned the Gemara, kipshutoi, that you have nesinas tam by min b'mino, and you have nesinas tam by, you can have a possibility of nesinas tam even by shishim. The problem is that it's against the Rashi and kufchesim it out. By the sugya of Abai and Rava, of Tami Vilei Mamoshoi, where there Rashi says, but Feirus, that we learn out from Zroya B'Sheila that Hecha Delekot Taima Mishtari. Meaning, Zroya B'Sheila, Rashi says, doesn't have time. And we learn out from Zroya B'Sheila that where there's no time, it's Mukhi. So apparently, he's taking for that is taken for granted that by Zroya B'Sheila there is no time. Not clear, it's not spelled out in Rashi. How do you know that by Zroya B'Sheila there's no time? Maybe there is time. So you have to say either because it's Shishim. Or, more likely, and this is because it's Min B'Minoi. And by Min B'Minoi there's no time. And again, Rashi doesn't make that explicit. Maybe he means Zroya B'Sheila has no time because it's Shishim. I don't think that's the right shot. I think the shot in Rashi over there is that there's no time because it's Min B'Minoi, and Min B'Minoi doesn't have time. But I'll compare him. It says in that Rashi that Zroya B'Sheila has no time because, let's say, because it's Min B'Minoi. And that's the source to teach me that Hecha Deleka Taima Mishtarim. So it's a steer in Rashi, a steer in Mitzias. It's a steer in Mitzias. Rashi Riyah says that by Zroya B'Sheila, even though it's Min B'Minoi, there is time. And Rashi and Kufches says that by Zroya B'Sheila, because it's Min B'Minoi, there's no time. That was a steer. So the other day I said a possible Mahalach Alam, this is the difference time of Elohim Eloshi without an Epach, and time of Yikah where there is an Epach. But I want to suggest today a different Mahalach. We're going to be learning a little bit pilpul de kahet, but it's a solid pilpul. I think the pieces are all solid. Let's be makdim on the following. This is Gemara Zvachim. Gemara Zvachim Ayin Ches Amud Beis. That's the Gemara that says that Mimimino is bottle midirai sechad betray. Gemara brings a member from Rish Lakish. We've talked about this Gemara many times. The Gemara brings a member from Rish Lakish. That I pickle by noisy v'atomi shabol and zemzeh, so you're not like it because each one of the three surim is bottled in the other ones. So the Gemara says that shmamino, that tam is apparently the rabbanon, that nois and tam lav their eyes, because there's tam over there. So how's it bottled? The Gemara asks, but by chala we say that if you have a isa with chita and oiris, and since it's tam chita, so nois and tam their eyes, and it's chayim and chala, and adam yotz v'chavos of a pesach, so it's a steer. So my answer is, no, there's a difference between Mimino and Mimishayna Mino. Mimishayna Mino, your tackle is nice and time is deraisa. Mimino is bottle chad betray me deraisa. And that was one of the Gemara's in the Sugi of Tifu, whether that's discussed in regard to whether Tam Kik is deraisa or derabola. Chorit says in that Gemara, Tam Kik is deraisa. It says that nice and time is deraisa. So the Mishayna hold from Tam, the Rosh Lamashal brings that Gemara as a riot, the Tam Kik is deraisa. Because the Gemara says, by Mimishayna Mino, by Chalo, nice and tam is their isa. The Ramban holds the tam kikid rabbana like Rashi. So what does he answer to that? That is time mamoshi. Time mamoshi is different. Yeah, that's not a concern today, but I'm just reminding you. But the kapanim the gemara is machalik between mishayna mina and min b'mina. Min b'mina is there's no tam. There's no issue of nice and tam by min b'mina. There's no tam by min b'mina apparently. And therefore it's bottle chad betray. That gemara seems to be saying that by min b'mina there's no tam. That by definition tam is only by min mishayna mina. Why don't we say Royim? There's the Mishnah. The Mishnah over there says, that's the Mishnah the Gemara is going on. The Mishnah over there says that if you have Dam Kachim that was Nisarev B'mayim, and I want to know, does it still have a din of Dam that could be Zarekud on the Mizbeach? So the Mishnah says, well, if it has a Maradam, then it's still called Dam and it could be Zarekud. If it lost its Maradam, then it's no longer Dam, you can't be Zarekud. Then the Mishnah goes on and says, what if the dam was Nisarev, not with Mayim, but it was Nisarev in something that's red? It was Nisarev with a red substance, or it was Nisarev in Dam Chulin, Nisarev in something that has a red color. So I can't tell if it has a Maradam or not, because it all has the same color. So the Mishnah says, Royim Isakilu Mayim. you look at the other whatever was in the sour with the dam as if it was water, and then you, because we know how much quantities there were, and then you see if had it been water, would it have a maradam? Then it's not bottle, then it still has a din of dam. And if it would not have a maradam, then not. So you see, this is no notion of Ibrahim, that even lemaisa, I can't tell if it's red or if it's not red. I can't tell if it has a maradam, because it got mixed up with other dam or with other red things. But this idea of Rayim, we can say, well, would it have a maradam if the other stuff would not have a red color? That's the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, let's say the same thing by Min B'Mino. Yes, it's true that the Min B'Mino, they have all the same taste. But why don't we say Rayim? That let's imagine that it was Min B'Shein Emino, and if it was Min B'Shein Emino, it would have a nice, it would be nice and tam. So it should have a din of nice and tam, even by Min B'Mino. Emphat the Gemara, Tanoihi. And then the Gemara goes on a whole complicated sugya with mikvahs that we're not going to get into now at all. That it's a machlekes tanoim. The Gemara says the Gemara builds up over there that there's a machlekes tanoim in regard to rayim. And if you hold from rayim, then min b'mino also has rayim, and then nois and tam, there would be nois and tam even by min b'mino, because we would be rayim nois akilu min b'shein min. But if you hold from rayim, Then min b'min is bottle chad betray. Rish Lakish, who says that min b'min is bottle chad betray, so that's what Rish Lakish, but people nice to tell me that min b'min is bottle chad betray, he holds that, he paskins that we don't say rayim. But b'etzim rayim is a machlokes tanoim. That's what emerges from the sugya. So all the rishonim, they all paskin that we don't say rayim. Because Rish Lakish says that we don't say rayim, and therefore that's the halacha psuka that min b'min is bottle chad betray. That's what we pass. Min b'min is bottle chad betray. Midrash. Even Rashi passes min b'min is not bottle. Afilu be'elef. That's for a different reason, because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. That's nothing to do with rayim. That's a different thing. But as far as rayim is concerned, we hold like Rish Lakish that we don't say rayim and min b'min is chad bottle. All the Rishonim pass it. The Rama mysterious whether you say rayim or not. But by min b'min al kapod, the Rama also says we don't say rayim and min b'min is bottle chad betray. But it is a machlekes tana. So now, next Yana. Rashi over here by us says that Min B'Mini has Tav. Why does Min B'Mini have Tav? Because Rashi says, because maybe if it will be Min B'Sheini Minoi, maybe it will be nice and Tav. So this Rashi seems to hold, seems to be going that what? The Rayim, you say Rayim. This Rashi is going, you say Rayim. Why does Rashi over here say that you say, assume that you say Rayim, if it's Machlekes Tanoim, and Moshe Shoinim passing, we don't say Rayim, good, Rashi not Moshe Shoinim, maybe he holds, we do. But what decided Rashi, what determined Rashi on learning over here, and assuming over here that we do say Rayim? What? Because the Gemara Nomad base, Rava. Rava says that Zroya B'Sheila is Heter Abba Machalisa. The Braisa says that Zroya B'Sheila is Heter Abba Machalisa. And Rava says, Pshat in the Braisa is Tam Kiker. So Rashi saw in Rava that he's assuming Rayim, or at least that the Brice is going with Rayim. If the Brice says that Zroya B'Sheila is Heta B'Machalisa, and according to Rava, that Heta B'Machalisa means Tam Kiker, then it says in the Brice that the Brice is assuming that Rayim, that Zroya B'Sheila, that there is Rayim. So therefore Rashi, since this Sugya assumes Rayim, at least Rava in the Sugya assumes Rayim, so Rashi likewise assumes Rayim. That's the Rashi over here. On the other hand, Rashi and Kufches, who says that by Zroya B'Sheila there's no time. And we learn out from Zroya B'Sheila that Hecha Deleka Taima Mishtaya. That Rashi sounds like he's assuming that we don't say Rayim. We mean they had no time, we don't say Rayim. Yeah, but Dalzanu Donim, how come Rashi over here assumes that we do say Rayim and Rashi and Kufches assumes that we don't say Rayim? So why Rashi over here assumes that we do say Rayim, that we already explained? Because the sugya over here, Rava, and the sugya over here learns the Braisa that this Braisa is going Rayim. So I know why Rashi by us assumes Rayim. But why does Rashi and Kufches assume that we don't say Rayim? So let's think about the Gemara over there. What exactly is the context of the Gemara over there? What is the Gemara over there saying? What's the issue over there in the Gemara that in regard to which Rashi says that Zoya B'Shela has no time. So we had a machlokes Abaye and Rava. Abaye says, well, the Mishnah says that Basar B'Cholav is only also if the Cholav is nice and time in the Basar. That's the Mishnah. That's the halacha, of course. But Basar B'Cholav has to be nice and time. So Abaye is bothered. He says, there's no remez in Pasuk that Basar B'Cholav has to be nice and time. The Torah says, Blaise of Achel, Diba Chalevi, Mike. That Basar B'Cholav is awesome. Maybe it's Hafilu Be'elef. Well, I'm saying Rabbi backwards. Let me say it the way Abaye says. Abaye says, you see from this Mishnah the time of Leim HaMoshe is a deraisa. Because you see by Basar B'Cholav is time of Leim HaMoshe. Rashi learns the Cholav in the Basar is only time of Leim HaMoshe, the Basar and the Cholav is time of Leim HaMoshe. Other Yishayim say, no, the Cholav and the Basar is time of Leim HaMoshe, the Cholav is Mamash inside. But at least the Basar and the Cholav, that's just time, that's time of Leim HaMoshe. Rashi learns both ways. That has to do with Rashi in Avodah Zarah, the Chalav Shini Mayat is called time of Leim HaMoshe. That's not our concern right now either. But it says in that Gemara, Basar B'Cholav is time of Leim HaMoshe. And the Torah said it. So says Abai, we learn out from here to call the Torah Kulo that time of Leim HaMoshe is the Raisa. You see by Basar B'Cholav, time of Leim HaMoshe is the Raisa. So call the Torah Kulo, but time of Leim HaMoshe is the Raisa. Abai says, what's the right? Maybe you can't learn out from Basar B'Cholav. Maybe Basar B'Cholav is a Chiddush. The Torah has said a special Chiddush by Basar B'Cholav, a Chumrah by Basar B'Cholav. What exactly is the chiddush of Basar B'Cholav? Maybe Tarzi Kulayoyma, but Akoponim, or maybe because they're both Minei Heter, but Akoponim, Basar B'Cholav is a special chiddush, Shechmir by Torah. Maybe that's why time of Leim HaMoshe is also. And therefore, you can't learn out from Basar B'Cholav, you can't learn out Chumrah from Basar B'Cholav to Kala Tarakula, because Basar B'Cholav is a special chiddush. It's a chiddush to Kaparsha. You can't learn out from Basar B'Cholav to other things. So Rabbi says, no, that can't be. Because if Basar B'Cholav is a chiddush, which means that you can't learn out chumash from Basar B'Cholav to everywhere else, then it would likewise follow that you can't learn out kulas from everywhere else to Basar B'Cholav. It's a package deal. If Basar B'Cholav is a special chiddush, that it's on a different level of chumash than Kala Tarakula, then just like you can't learn out chumash from Basar B'Cholav la'alma, you wouldn't be able to learn out kulas from la'alma to Basar B'Cholav. Well, if that would be the case, then Basar B'Cholav, why do you need Tam? The Torah didn't say anything about Tam by Basar B'Cholav. The Torah said Basar B'Cholav is also, maybe it's also a field of Elif. Where do we get the notion that you need Tam at all? It must be that we learn it out from Kol HaTorah Kulo, since we know elsewhere that Hecha Deleka Tam it's Mutter. So we learn out from elsewhere that when there's no Tam it's Mutter to Basar B'Cholav. Which means that Basar B'Cholav is not a special elevated chumrah de kachidish. It's a regular mortal din like everything else. It's a regular din like everything else. And therefore, you can learn out kulas from everywhere else to Basar B'Cholav, specifically that hecha deleka time in Mishtariya, you can learn out to Basar B'Cholav. If that's the case, you can learn out chumrah from Basar B'Cholav to everywhere else. The time of Leim HaMoshe is awesome. That's Abaye. And obviously, no, the Leila Basar B'Cholav is a special chumrah, and it's on a different plane, and you can't learn out chumrah from Basar B'Cholav to elsewhere, and you can't learn out kulas from elsewhere to Basar B'Cholav. So, why by Basar B'Cholav do you need Nesinus Tam? Because in Basar B'Cholav itself, there's a gilui that there's Bishul Asa Torah that's only Asa Ali Day Nesinus Tam. That's the Sugya. So, it's Mavur in the Sugya that there's a limud from that if Basar B'Cholav is not a Chiddush, which is what Abaye holds, then there's a limud from somewhere else that hecha deleka time of mishtari. Let's put it up on the board. According to Abaye, Basar B'Cholav is not a chiddush. How do we denote that it's not a chiddush? Well, we won't put a box around it, so it's not a chiddush. So therefore, we can learn out from Basar B'Cholav out that time of Leim HaMoshe is also. And we can learn from elsewhere in that hecha deleka taima, Loshon Rashi, hecha deleka taima mishtari. And therefore we have an equilibrium. We learn that from elsewhere the Basa B'Cholav, that if there's no time, it's mutter. And we learn that from Basa B'Cholav out that if there is time, even though there's no mamasha, it's time of lay mamasha, it's awesome. And Rava disagrees. Rava says, Rava's not so important for us right now, but just for completeness' sake, Rava says Basa B'Cholav is a chiddush. You cannot learn out the din of time of lay mamasha. And if a time of lay mamasha is not the raisa, because it's only true only by Basa B'Cholav is time also, but Basa B'Cholav is a special chumadika thing. And you can't learn in that you can't learn in that after the lack of time of shayah. If you can't learn in that after the lack of time of shayah, then how do you know that by Basa B'Cholav you need time at all? It should be afilu be'elef. So Rava has this extra din that derech bishul, this extra gilui in Basa B'Cholav itself that derech bishul asatay. That's the sugya. But it's a given in the sugya that there's somewhere a lingwood from elsewhere that hechad leka time of mishtayim. So where is that elsewhere? Where does it say in Torah that hechad leka time of mishtayim? Where does it say? By Basa B'Cholav, the Torah says that it's also stomach kipei roshay. If you want to elaborate a little bit, the emphasis you can start with, you can say, nowhere it says that hechad leka time of mishtayim. Acher ham lahatus. The Torah says everything's bottled up. So that's. Rashi doesn't say that. We'll see in a second. Rashi says, no, the limud comes from Zorei B'Shel. We'll see in a second. The reason why Rashi doesn't say that is because by Basa B'Cholav, we don't go Echer Avim L'Hatus. By Basa B'Cholav, we don't say Echer Avim L'Hatus. By Basa B'Cholav, at least if there's Tam, it's also, you don't say Echer Avim L'Hatus. So you say, and by Basa B'Cholav, it doesn't even say anything about Tam. The Torah says Basa B'Cholav is also. All things being equal, unless I have a gili somewhere in Mefurish, all things being equal, in Basa B'Cholav, it says that even a little bit of Cholav asks a lot of Basa. It doesn't say in Torah any kind of requirement that you should have to have time. So I can't just make up you have to have time. The Torah says that it's also, forget Acharam Lahatis, the Torah says that it's also. So I need somewhere of a fairish apostle. I can't use Acharam Lahatis. Because I see by Basa B'Cholav that Acharam Lahatis is not so posh. So I need somewhere of a fairish alimud that it says beferish in Torah that hecha the leka time of Mishtayim. So where in Torah does it say hecha the leka time of Mishtayim? So Rashi says, Zoya B'Shelah. Zoya B'Shelah is the source. Then hechad leka time of mishtayim. That's the Rashi with it. That's the context of the Rashi. Where does it say in Zoya B'Shelah that hechad leka time of mishtayim? Because the Torah says you're allowed to eat the Zoya B'Shelah. The Torah says that you're allowed to eat. I mean, that's a fact. The Torah says, you know, whether you hold from back kapara or not hold from back kapara, but the Torah says you're allowed to eat the Zoya B'Shelah. The Zoya B'Shelah is not nice in time. Why is it not nice in time? Because it's min v'minay. Apparently, it's not min v'minay. If so, you see that then hechad leka time mishtayim. Why was the Torah matzis roi b'shelo? Because there's no time. Now it's from Basa B'Cholav I learn out that if there is time, it's also. And from there I learn out la'alma because it's not a chiddush. So I learn out la'alma time of lay mamasha is also. And if I had no other limud, I would say that maybe you don't even need time. Maybe even be'elef is also. But no, I have a second limud because I have a limud from roi b'shelo. You can't say that afilu be'elef is also. By roi b'shelo, it's mutter. You don't say afilu be'elef is also. So the answer is by Zroya B'Shelah it says at least Hecha Deleka Tayim B'Shayim. By Basa B'Cholav it says at least if there is time it's also. So Mela, between the two, so I get Basa B'Cholav tells me that at least if there's time it's also. Zroya B'Shelah tells me that at least if there's no time it's mutter. And the Mela from Zroya B'Shelah to Basa B'Cholav from Basa B'Cholav Alma, and that's Shita Sabai. So therefore it comes out that it's Mukhak according to Abaye. That we don't say right. Because according to Abaye, what would happen according to Abaye if we said right? Then by Zroi B'Shelah will be tam. Well, if by Zroi B'Shelah is tam, so why is it mutter? Abaye says that tam is also. We would have to say, I guess, that it's hetar b'ma chalisa for that too. That even though in Kolotar Kulu we learn that in Basa B'Cholav the tam is also. But Zoray B'Shelah is Hetav HaMechalis. It's an exception to the rule. It's a special kula that the Torah said by Zoray B'Shelah that it's a special kula. The Torah said by Zoray B'Shelah that if there's no that even though it has time, it's mutter. But this doesn't say anything by Zoray B'Shelah. But Zoray B'Shelah doesn't tell me anything about a case. It's not a special exception. The Torah is makel by Zoray B'Shelah. Zoray B'Shelah is a chiddush. But Basar b'chalav is the norm. Basar b'chalav time is also. Zroi b'sheila is hentav b'ma chalisser, and if it was makel by zroi b'sheila, anyway, the Gemara says that zroi b'sheila is a chidush that you could do lechatchila. If it was makel by zroi b'sheila, so it has this school also that I don't care about the time. But there'd be no gili in zroi b'sheila. What's the din of something that has no time? So I would revert to saying that maybe even if there's no time, where to say basar b'chalav you need time? It's afilu be'elef. No, then everything falls apart. Abai starts off basar b'chalav by rights. If I don't have anything coming from this side. If I don't have anything coming from the Zroi B'Sheila side telling me that Hechad Lekha Taim Mishtario, then Basa B'Cholov should be also Afilu Be'elef, and from there we'll learn out to call it Terakul. I need the countervailing limud from Zroi B'Sheila that at least Hechad Lekha Taim Mishtario. And that only works if by Zroi B'Sheila is no time, which only works if you hold that we don't say Royim. But if you hold from Royim, then there's no limud from Zroi B'Sheila, because Zroi B'Sheila actually has time. And really, what if we also accept that maybe Heter Abba Machalisir will have to say? But then it's off the table. So then you can't learn out that Hechad Lekha Taim Mishtario, and then we're just left with Basar B'Cholov with nothing coming from that side to as a counterweight, and then it'll be also Afilu Be'elef. It's just the Chesed Menasuk. I'm not saying any conclusions. It's just the Chesed Menasuk. So it's Muchoch in Abaye that he's assuming that we don't say Royim, and therefore Abaye, when Rashi's learning up Abaye, he has to assume it's a Machlek Stanoim anyway. He has to assume that we don't say right. So that's Gemalik. And Agmar Rashi assumes, like Rava, that we say Rayim. Because you see in Rava that we say Rayim. Rava says that is Tam Kirkin. So apparently we say Rayim. On the other hand, in the Kufches, he's explaining Abaye, it's Muchach and Abaye that there's some limud from elsewhere that Hechel Lekha Taim Mishtaya. Rashi thinks the limud is coming from Zoya B'Shela. So then it's Muchach and Abaye that we don't say Rayim. So when he's learning up Abaye, Rashi doesn't say. Rashi assumes the sheet that we don't say, that we don't say right. We can even be meisiv that'll come out very gishmak. That's why Abaye and Arsa Gischelik and Rovel Shitosa. Since Abaye holds we don't say Royim, so we can't learn the Hetabah Machalisa means Tam Kikir. What Tam Kikir? It's we don't say Royim. It's Minbamina. There's no Tam. So that would be very gishmak, a yisha for the steer in the two rashes. Rava is going with Rayim. Rashi saw in Rava that he's going with Rayim. And Abaye, Rashi's going without Rayim because he saw in Abaye that Abaye is not going with the Abaye. It doesn't hold from Rayim. And the Emes, it's interesting. Tosus and other Rishonim, they ask on Rava, Rava, what are you talking about Tam Kikir? It's Min B'Mina. By Min B'Mina, there's no Tam. And they have all, Tosus is agitated by this kashin, and but all the Rishonim are agitated by this kasher. Rabbi Kreger asks, what do they want? He said, Machlokes Tanoim, this price is the ultra Rayim. Rabbi Kreger asked, it is a kasher on Tosus. I think he blabbed sure. And I think that's the, so we can say that's exactly what Rashi learned. Rashi learned, I don't know what to do with Tosus. It's a very strong R. But Rashi Al Kapadim saw that Rav was going with Rayim, and Abaye Al-Kot was going without Rayim. So far, so good. And we can stop right here. Only problem is, Royim is a machlokes tanoim. What is Abaye going to do with the Tana who holds some Royim? There is a Tana who holds some Royim. The Tana who holds some Royim, and Abaye has to agree, there's a Tana who holds some Royim. The Mishnah in Zvokim works out, the machlokes tanoim. The Mishnah in Zvokim holds some Royim. According to the Tana who holds some Royim, the Yitaka and Nolim with Mizrahi B'Shelo. And if that's the case, so this falls away. The Hechad Lekha Taim Mishtaya. I have no limud for that. And if that's the case, Basar B'Cholov should be also Afilu Be'elef. And if Basar B'Cholov is also Afilu Be'elef, then let's learn out the Alma that there's no bitul, that everything's also Afilu Be'elef. What's Rashi going to do with the man? There is a man in the world who holds from Rayim. There's a tan in the world who holds from Rayim. So how's Abaye going to account for that? I think the answer you have to say that in economy that Tana will hold that Basar B'Cholov is also Afilu Be'elef. There's a way out. That Tana is going to have to hold that Basar B'Cholov is also Afilu Be'elef because Abaye doesn't hold from Derech Bishul. There's no Gilui in Basar B'Cholov itself that you need Tam. I can't get it from Zoya B'Shela because Zoya B'Shela granted there is Tam because Royim and it's just had to have Avama Chalister or something. So Basar B'Cholov will be also Afilu Be'elef. Abaye says that. Abaye says if you don't have a limud from somewhere else, then Basar B'Cholov is also Afilu Be'elef. If that's the case, let's learn out from Basar B'Cholov to Kol HaTerekula, that it's also Afilu Be'elef. That's amazing to say there's a Tana holds that Kol HaTerekula and there's no, everything's also Afilu Be'elef. I mean, it's bad enough Basar B'Cholov. So, The answer is, or we can say at least, that Tana will hold the Basu B'Cholav is a Chiddush. Abai just says, when Abai says Basu B'Cholav is not a Chiddush, he says the Tana of the Mishnah in Kovches, who says that Basu B'Cholav needs time and it's not Asur B'Elef, must learn that out from Zoya B'Shelo. So he must hold that Basu B'Cholav is not a Chiddush. Since Basu B'Cholav, according to him, is not a Chiddush, that I can learn out from Basu B'Cholav L'Alma the time of the Lema Masri Yisos. But the Tanya holds from Royim loses the limit from Zoya B'Shelo. He'll have to hold the Basu B'Cholav is Asur Filu B'Elef. So I listen out from Basu B'Cholav L'Alma. We'll have to say Basu B'Cholav is a Chiddush. You can't learn out from Basu B'Cholav L'Alma. And maybe time of Lema Masri will be Mutter, according to him. In the Chanan, Abai just says that the Tanya of the Mishnah and Kuvches, who says that Basu B'Cholav needs time, that could only be learned out from Zoya B'Shelo, he must hold that Basu B'Cholav is not a Chiddush. Well, if not a Chiddush, you can learn out, then you can learn out time of Lema Masri from Basu B'Cholav. And that Tanya will have to hold it, we don't say Royim. But the Tanya holds from Royim, in the Chanan, he'll hold Basu B'Cholav as a Chiddush, and it's also a Filu B'Elef. Rava can get out of that, because Rava will say, no, maybe Basu B'Cholav, he can say, that Rava could say, even if you don't have Zoya B'Shelo, you have an internal limud of derech bishul that Basu B'Cholav needs time. So in Rava, this cheshbon is we have a way out of all this interlocking set of calculations. But according to Abaye, that's how the sugya cheshbon is at. And so I'm according to the way Rashi presents it, we're not adding anything to what Rashi over to Rashi says, just elaborating how the cheshbon is at. So Mela is very good. Rashi by us assumes that we do say Royim because Rava learns the price that way. Zero heter abba mechalisim means tam kikir. So therefore Rashi assumes that we do say Royim. And according to Rava, it's not even against the Tan and Kuvches, because even the Tan and Kuvches says Basu B'Cholav needs tam. That doesn't have to come from Zoya B'Shele, that can come from Derech Bishul Asur Torah. So we're not even saying anything against the Tan and Kuvches, so maybe everybody holds from Royim. So as far as Rav is concerned, in the world of Rava, the Tana of the Brisa of Zeh Heter Bar Mechaliser, which Rava translates to mean Tam Kikir, obviously holds from Royim, because he considers it this Tam. If he holds from Royim, that's it. So Rashi goes like Rava, that we're going with Royim. It's not against the Mishnah Kuvches that says Basu B'Cholav needs Tam. Basu B'Cholav needs Tam for a different reason. Basu B'Cholav needs Tam because of Derech Bishul Asur Torah. But on Kuvches, Rashi is explaining Abaye. Abai doesn't hold from Derech Bishul Asur Torah. He holds that Basu B'Cholav needs time only because we learned it out from Zoya B'Shelo. That means that the Tana that says that Basu B'Cholav needs time, the Tana of the Mishnah, that says Basu B'Cholav needs time, must not hold from Royim. Therefore, Zoya B'Shelo is a limud, but Zoya B'Shelo is no time because there's no Royim. It's been admitted there's no Royim. And therefore, it's a limud that Hekha the Lekha time Mishtaya, that's Megalat, the Basu B'Cholav, that Hekha the Lekha time Mishtaya, and that assumes the Basu B'Cholav therefore must not be a Chiddush, and therefore time and so on and so forth. And that's Abaye. And we can still say Abaye L'Shitose, since Abaye L'Shitose holds that the time of the Mishnah Kuvches must not hold from Royim. So even the Royim is a Machlokes Tanoim, but the time of the Mishnah Kuvches doesn't hold from Royim, so Abaye therefore was reluctant to say that the time of Zeh Abaye Mechaliser is going with Royim against the Mishnah Kuvches. So therefore, although it wouldn't be so terrible because it would be like the Mishnah Zvokhan that we do say Royim by Dam, but Akoponim, Abaye is not so enthusiastic about saying that the Tana of the Mishnah is going with Royim, and therefore Abaye learns of the Mishnah of Zeh Heter Bar Mechaliser to be talking about something else entirely, and Beminoi and Rabbi Yehuda, and it's nothing to do with the issue of Royim. Yeah, that's the Cheshbon. So that's the Mamash, I think, no. We haven't added any ingredients. Mamashminei Ubei, we have a Yishuv to the steering in their actions. Okay, that's it. That's what I want to move back.
What? Some shadow?
Okay.
I saw yesterday. I forgot where I saw it. One of the roots. Yeah.